The first density, for the Earth, was when the planet only supported vegetation. The Earth's rotational speed was such that only gigantic vegetation with a germination temperature of around 110 degrees Fahrenheit could survive. When the Earth passed through the arc, or overlap between the first and second densities, it rebalanced on new poles, and the massive vegetation became our coal beds of today. As soon as the Earth had stabilized in the second density, the space people landed animals on the planet. This has been handed down from the ancient records as the story of Noah and the Ark and saw the germination temperature in the second density was 104 degrees. The animals that lived in the second density were also large. They were of the mastodon and dinosaur types. The reason they became extinct when the planet passed from the second into the third density was because the germination temperature in the third density was around 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit. Many of the carcasses of these large animals are recovered today from the glaciers of Siberia. That area was tropical in the second density. In the arc of space, when the Earth rebalanced on new poles, the animal with a germination temperature of 104 degrees Fahrenheit could not reproduce in a temperature of 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit. After the large animals became extinct, the space people of the Adamic Confederation landed a colony of the race of man on the Earth. It was through the mating of these Adamic man people with the race of Eve, upright walking animals of high second density development that survived the cataclysm in the arc of space, that brought about the humans of the Earth. This was the beginning of human people in the third density, on the Earth. The race of Eve became extinct, except for the animal flesh contribution and destructive tendencies of humans. Humans cannot reproduce in the fourth density and will become extinct as an animal-man emergence in the first 100 years, as the fourth density germination temperature will be around 90 degrees Fahrenheit. The humans that survive through the cataclysm of the coming polar flip will gradually die off. The fourth density is not for destructive principles or humans. Those who do not conform to the requirements to emerge will be reincarnated back into the 12th phase of the third density on another planet, and have to live through this mess again. The densities alternate polarity and therefore rotation. The drawing shows them as viewed from the top, looking at their maximum circumference. An edgewise view would show them as spirals, one with the apex up and the next with the apex down. Our solar system is about to pass out of the maximum circumference of the third density into the minimum circumference of the fourth density. The Earth will then rotate nearly 370 days in a year. Do not confuse densities with dimensions. Densities are pressures established in changing frequencies of vibration. Dimensions are measurements. Some have mixed up dimension and density. Time is not measurable in the absolute. Time can be phased in density and moved backward or forward. However, it can only be done through the zero point between polarities. As our solar system moves through space, its progression is into an ever-increasing frequency of vibrations. Each solar system and every planet must evolve through grades, even as babies learn to crawl before they walk. The A and B lines of force pass through your body at 90 to each other. The G line of infinite light centers your consciousness and separates you from all other people with a boundary of skin. As these positive and negative lines of energy pass through your body, they activate every atom and cell of your physical makeup. If the approach of these lines to this planet, from out of space, is interrupted by one of the other planets, as they are, then you individually are affected by the influence from the other planets. Our scientists say the moon causes tides, yet they contend that the moon has no effect on crops, people, or other conditions, that these beliefs are only superstition. The human body is over two-thirds water. Is it superstition to assume that if the influence of the moon moves thousands of millions of tons of water in the oceans, that the 100 pounds or so of water in a person is not also affected? Everything has some effect on everything else in the universe. As you move throughout the day in an upright position, you are moving in and out of many lines of force. All of them are charged with influences, not only of other planets but from other people, various metallic objects, electronic devices, and atmospheric conditions. You feel these influences and you may wonder how the day, or year, went so fast. At another time the hours may drag. These time changes are the results of some influence acting upon you. If you work hard or run, you become heated and tired. This is the result of an increase in the number of charged lines of force you have interrupted. Through various attitudes caused by turning, bending, and motions of the limbs, heat is generated in the body because of constant changes of the angle of attack from the lines of force. When you sit down to rest for a few minutes, this permits the body to absorb the energy from you and be lines of force issuing forth from the same unchanging direction. Then the structure of the body cools off because it reaches balance. This idling condition of the body motor is brought about by the fact that each atom is receiving steady motion by the same lines of force. When you sleep at night, the body becomes charged in balanced rhythmic interchange. There has been much said of one sleeping with the head to the north, or east, or in a particular direction. This is not a fixed law, it varies with each individual. Each person should try the various directions. With some people it would require that they vary direction occasionally. It is more important to sleep away from metallic objects. Coil springs are especially detrimental to complete rest. Metallic conductors set up vortices that cause a circular motion within the straight lines of force. This is a parallelism to body activity, so instead of resting, your body is working even while you sleep. The essence of life is the same in all densities or dimensions. Life is manifested from the UNB lines of light force by the infinite G light. Life is only given form in the first density by the principle of the wheel of life. All vegetation, all substance with form such as rocks, fluids, and planets maintains form through various times, stages, or cycles. Each form of life in the first density contributes substance to every other form of life on all material, or negative levels. All densities of life contribute to the progression of every form of life and densities beneath them. All forms of substance are alive in repetitive patterns for their particular species. Thus substance, through life, repeats its cycles from dust to dust. Life is the carrier of progression in its eternal and endless spiral. Thus the stages are positive, reverse swastika figure shown, or negative, swastika figure shown, or both, cross in circle figure shown, when they are in balance. The spiral of life, also called caduceus, is symbolized by two serpents. Caduceus figure shown, the negative, receptive, or female is only given desire by its opposite, the positive, projective, or male counterpart and vice versa. These symbols are not zigzag in form, they are spiral. They are centered and separated by the staff of life around which they twine ever upward through the infinite intelligence. The first density on Earth, consisting mainly of vegetation, is of both polarities. The dividing line is the surface of the earth. The positive, projective part of the plant is attracted into the dark negative soil to provide minerals and moisture, so the receptive, female portion above the surface may bloom in her fullness. This is the reason why a water witch's twig, taken from a living plant, can indicate water. It is actually a living instrument. Like magnets, when they are cut, the positive end remains in the same direction. Therefore they are held upside down in order to function. As all things beneath the surface of the soil are of negative polarity, and since survival is the strongest desire, the twig wants to assume its natural polarity position and is attracted, positive end but first, to the water of life. For the same reason, when you spend long periods of time in the positive sun, you require more water, which is negative, to quench your thirst, which is the result of unbalanced light force. Every cell in the vegetation is life in form, maintaining a still greater life in form. As an animal eats the first density, stationary life form, vegetation, it gives to it motion. The substance confined to the place where the seed dropped can now move around, as it has been assimilated by and raised to the second density, life and motion. The same progression of substance takes place when you eat the flesh of an animal. Humans, being both animal and spirit, are of the third density, life, motion and consciousness. You, as part of the eternal pattern of life in form, give to the animal substance the ability to express and recognize the spirit. Although all forms of life progress within their own densities, much confusion has been started by the theorists who try to tie the densities together. Darwin tried to show the evolution of man from the apes. There is no missing link except breeding. As our solar system has progressed through space, it crossed on August 20, 1953, from the third density to the fourth density. Our planet has emerged from the frequency of the third density. Everything on this planet must now begin to conform to this higher frequency pattern. We are on the verge of witnessing a cyclic, planetary house cleaning. All things in this solar system are going to be brought into balance. The space people of the Adamic race, serving as agents of God, have through the centuries followed a pattern of cycles in bringing their qualified teachers to the people of Earth. Approximately every 2,100 years, the spacecraft of the space people have landed one of their divine mothers on Earth, to give birth to a true son of God. As far as the records go, they have all been virgin mothers. These cycles are determined by the Adamic people according to cosmic planetary time. A minor cycle is approximately 2,100 years, or 1/12th of a major cycle. A major cycle is about 26,000 years, or a complete cycle of the precession of the equinox. These cycles vary in time either way, plus or minus, according to nutation. During the last major cycle, the space people landed 12 teachers. The teacher called Jesus was the 12th and last of the sons of God in the past major cycle. The policy is always to return the last teacher of each major cycle to begin the next cycle. The importance of today is emphasized by the fact that we are not only on the pinnacle of minor cycle, but are also amidst a major and master cycle at the same time. This brings about a balancing of the planetary forces that the space people call the Father's house cleaning among his planets. However, in the Bible it is called the time of the great earthquake. Noah walked with God because Lot was one of the space people who came to the earth in the ark of Noah. In the Bible, Noah is confused with Noah. Noah was a man, and Noah was the ark of Noah. It was in the ark of Noah that the animals were brought to earth. The space people landed the various animals that could survive in the second density germination temperature. Of course, there was a flood during the time of the Ark of Noah. The Bible is correct when it said all the water was in the firmament, in the first density. That was why the vegetation was so thick in the first density. The moisture would condense and water the vegetation at night and rise as fog in the daytime. When the earth flipped on its poles in the Ark of Noah, the rotational speed changed and the new temperature of the earth being less, the waters condensed and fell from the atmosphere and flooded the land. The Bible says the waters were 15 cubits deep, about 27 feet, in Genesis 7:20. So the story in the Bible of the Ark and its animal cargo is a badly twisted version of a man and a boat. The size of the biblical ark is given as 300 cubits long, 50 cubits wide and 30 cubits high, about 525 feet, by 88 feet wide, by 53 feet high. Imagine caging a pair of each kind of living thing in an area that large. And don't forget they needed sufficient food carried to feed them for 40 days. Then the story gets further off. They confused the accurate, ancient records with another ark. This was when the Bible story puts Noah's sons in the same boat. The animals were landed in the Ark of Noah, between the first and second densities. 312,000 years later, Ham, Shem, and Japheth were landed on Earth, between the second and third densities, in the Ark of Spay. Noah's sons were not individuals either. The race of Ham were the black people. The race of Shem were white people, and the race of Japheth were the yellow people. the various tribes that descended from these three original colors of people, that were colonized on Earth by the space people, is listed in Genesis, chapter 10. Each race is pure in its own color. And the universal law reads each seed after its own kind. In all the creations on the earth, each flower, tree, animal and all of nature follows this law except humans who were given the right to choose. Humans were given the intelligence to raise themselves, yet humans are the only creatures that violate this law. O man, though I am one, I am also many. Though I center the individual light of each of you, you also are the one of me. I live each sensation, I live every expression, I am the motion of thee, O man. Consider each thing you do to me. For when you strike one of my parts I feel the blow. And when you cast a thought of love, I absorb the love of you, and I return it too. When idle mind leads thee to tear the reputation of another down, you have only lowered your thought of me, and in turn have lowered yourself. Realize that I am always with you. Always the silent, unseen, companion to your every action, the recipient of your every thought. I love to express myself through you in ways that bring me joy, in paths that reach the hearts in gratitude. Help me to express the oneness of each of us that I may center all my parts in unity of me and thee in harmony and love, that none shall know the pain, and sorrow, and heartbreak you did express yourself. I gave thee light of life that you might extend my action, that others might feel the joy of me that are in darkness spent, who are trouble blinded and cannot see that I am the. Extend the progress I have brought into being by lifting up another, that I may feel the twofold expression expressed in grateful thanks. Though I am stillness, my parts all move in me. My rest is in contrast, or motion could not be. Extremes establish the boundaries beyond which man cannot go. Though I am boundless, man is bound in being of me, by individuality. Man I have created so I may extend myself through motion of the parts of me, so I will not be bound within the stillness of my infinity. Chapter 3. The Sons of God. The Sun is an evolved planet in its progressive state of becoming space. An expanding universe must have something to expand from. The Sun is not becoming smaller by combustion, fission or fusion. It is growing larger by digestion of the matter it encounters in the lines of primary light energy. The Sun gives off only a very small percentage of the energy it is thus acquiring. Matter, or mass, cannot give off but only a small percentage of its actual total potential energy, even in the famed atomic bombs. The energy given off by any fuel or matter is always less than that substance which went into its making. Why is this? The answer is because mind also went into the making of all created things. Mind is neutral. Mind cannot give off energy, it can only direct the flow and action of energy. The universal mind permeates all things. Each person uses the mind of God according to his, or her ability to get into it deeper. All things that are, or ever will be, already exist in universal mind. None can penetrate into the universal mind beyond their own acquired capability. On the other hand, God cannot do more for you than you are capable of doing for yourself by directing the universal mind. When scientists discover that the core of the proton in an atom is square, then they will realize that the body in the sun is also square. The cubic minerals in their crystallized state are of neutral polarity on a negative surface such as the Earth. They can be brought into polarity, however, by exposure to light, pressure, or charging. The body of the sun was brought into cubic form by the fact that its axes were parallel to the three lines of light energy. The infinite light, the universal mind, or the G line of light centers one axis. The positive and the negative B lines center the other two axes. They are all at 90 angles to each other. The sunspots are discharges of secondary magnetic, electrostatic, force released into the actisphere and photosphere by the rotating comers of the square core body. These discharges are magnetic exhaust effects common to any body in motion. The sunspots are apparent in the 100 to 300 north and south latitudes on the Sun, to our vision. The sunspots are exhausted when the discharged polarized matter is neutralized in the photosphere or the actisphere. They appear black to Earth telescopes, because they hide the effect of fusion taking place between the positive photosphere and the negative actisphere. The positive photosphere to the positive Sun body is the equivalent of the negative atmosphere to the negative Earth body. They each carry the same polarity as the body which they surround. Illustration here. The fact that the rotational period of the Sun appears to be of different speeds at different latitudes is due to the spiral effects of primary light energy losing speed in its travel to the poles. The apparent 10-day differential in rotation between the equator of the Sun and its poles is only observed in the force field of the actisphere. Viewed from the point of any of the three axes, a cube will appear square around its perimeter. Many square, positive bodies in space do not rotate, because their axes remain parallel to the lines of primary light. The bodies that do rotate were placed in motion when their axes were thrown out of parallel with the lines of light, by a bend, or warp in the lines of primary energy. This caused the positive, square body to start rotating by unbalanced polarity opposition within itself. The polar axis of the Sun is now through two opposite corners of the cubic Sun body. The cube remained motionless in the lines of primary energy, like a compass needle, as long as it was in polarity balance. Once the body was in motion, the lines of force, trying to reach rest, spiraled to the two points of least motion. This established an equator and opposite poles at two opposite corners. In this position, the positive polarity half and the negative polarity half of the Sun each has three corners discharging at approximately 20 each side of the equator. These rotating corners are displacing matter and discharging energy. This is what causes the sunspots. Cut an art gum eraser or a piece of soap into a cube and insert common pins into opposite corners. Then make a line around the cube midway between the pole points, or pins. Assume one half of the cube will have four corners in it of one polarity. Then if you look at the opposite corners, you will find they are all on the other side of the equator line. You will also see that each half, from the equator line, is a three-sided pyramid, or prism. The polarized prismic structure of the rotating Sun generates secondary light in its positive photosphere. The negative actisphere, which we see as a ball of fire, is activated in opposition to the photosphere by the primary lines of light energy. Space is the cubes of matter that are stable, because their three axes are parallel to the three lines of light. Motion is only manifested by unbalanced matter, whether it be a Sun, planet, atom, or person. Desire for rest is what causes the intelligence in matter in motion to seek balance and become again part of the infinite intelligence, which is still. Space is composed of balanced cubes of intelligence at rest. The lines of primary light energy parallel the eight edges and two axes of the cubes of space in two directions, and the infinite light parallels the four remaining edges and one axis. All unbalanced positive bodies are emitting light. All unbalanced negative bodies are absorbing light. Cubes are unbalanced positive bodies. Negative bodies are unbalanced spheres. Each can contain, or be a part of the other, as long as one polarity is predominant. The predominant polarity will determine whether the object is spherical or cubical in shape. Astronomers state that the light from some of the stars is coming from so many hundreds and thousands of light years away, that the star could be burned out and the light would still be visible on the Earth. This is predicated on the idea that the light is still traveling after the emitting body is no longer there. This is erroneous. If the stars were not still emitting light, and were not there, you could not see it. Telescopes and eyes do not see. They are only a system of lenses through which light passes. The mind sees. You can picture things you have experienced in the mind with your eyes closed. The same infinite light of intelligent mind centers every atom, star, planet, and manifested being. When astronomers look through a telescope, or people observe without one, anything you can see is there. The instant, infinite, light of universal mind that centers you and what your mind sees, cannot record, or vision something that is not there. Negative, physical vision only records to the negative, physical brain the illusion that the sun is round. All that the limited physical vision is recording is the effect of the secondary light emissions from the force field infusion around the sun. Physical, negative vision can only see reflected, positive light from another negative body, or negative light reflected from another positive body. The actisf being of negative polarity, is spherical. Therefore, the negative, physical vision records it as a ball of fire. Were it not for the activation of the sun's actisf by the positive and negative lines of primary light energy, you would not see the sun at all with physical vision. Though I scatter my seeds of light throughout my garden of space, I determine which shall grow to be a star and which shall represent my image. Though all my seeds are light of me, each brings about a pattern individual in destiny of my doing. Though in the scattering of my seeds some may fall on barren soil, the segregation is within the knowing which shall bear fruit. For in the essence of my wisdom I breathe not the breath of life that all my seeds shall grow at once. Rather do I select them that I may express myself each moment throughout eternal time. And though my seeds are pure in light and love of me, I know all shall not grow to bring about the fruit in perfection. For unto each seed I rendered individuality and right to choose. O man, O mortal man, my oneness I bring about in individuality that I may scatter my parts and express myself. Though all things I have created in balanced opposites, I remain the centering separator. Though I have made my gender two, though my polarity is divided, I test my strength on my right and my left. Though man has chosen to further separate my expressions of love, though man has chosen to divide the roads to me, though man has brought self-interest into my expression, I still maintain the balance, centering my interchange of powers. If one should sit on my right hand in the love of me, I shall balance that love upon my left hand in equality. I cast out barriers to face the beings of you, that I may temper all my parts. Though I have given all alike from thought of me, many cannot reach the door that guides their destiny to paths unfurled in light. And though they lose their way in darkness seeking retrieve a hole and cast my mold again, never losing any single portion. For I am soul of thee, O man, and light and darkness too. And though my light of right extends through all eternity, I back the light with darkness, that recognition may be yours. Energy and matter are opposite poles of the same thing. Matter can be converted into energy, but always with mass loss. Energy, in being converted to matter, will always register again. The fact that all celestial bodies are conversions to matter of energy in solution in space, is evidenced by their different densities. Scientists have assumed that if a rocket could be propelled outside of the Earth's gravity, it would coast on its momentum indefinitely. This is based on the assumption that space is void. If space were void, no system would hold its bodies relative to each other in their orbits. The time field of the Sun establishes a zero field of time relative to the planet's opposition of hemispherical polarities. The opposition of the Earth's polarities relative to the energy charge of its mass is what establishes its position in the solar system. A small planet can be of greater density than a larger one. Its composition of the elements may be such, however, that its charge relative to its mass may be less. The time field of the Earth is at the magnetic equator. At the Earth's surface it is narrowed down to about the thickness of a razor blade. Surface land is of greater magnetic potential than the oceans. The Earth's magnetic equator therefore will be inclined to veer toward the major land masses. This wave in the magnetic equator stabilizes as it recedes from the surface. The angle of divergence is about 5 of arc, making a V-shaped cross-section as it gains altitude from the surface. The area composing this V-shaped cross-section is the Earth's time field. If you could stay in this area a few thousand miles from the Earth's surface, time would cease to exist. your body polarities would reach balance, and you would become pure mind and infinite in your scope of everything. It is the time field that separates polarities and their different speeds of apparent rotation.